Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, you know what to do. Like, subscribe. Shout out to the people who've come over to the Patreon to participate with us. We really do appreciate it. Our install series is where you find over there. So if you're really heavy into football install and you want to know more about plays, play design, that's where you can do that at. I was really been disturbed over the last few days over the Kanye West situation, and I wasn't going to discuss it, but I felt like once it started becoming more involved in sports with the various artists stepping away as ambassadors or with their dealings with Donda Sports, I felt like it was necessary to address. I've long stopped listening to what Kanye West says. This is not a new occurrence. Kanye West has been saying he's been making inflammatory comments for many years. He's spoken in a negative light about his own people for years. And yet nobody canceled him. Nobody said, hey, we're no longer going to rock with Kanye West. No one took the lead to say, hey, you know what? Kanye is not my kind of guy. I'm not going to rock with him. People might have said it, but the endorsement deals and the partnerships and all of the things that, you know, he had, none of them were ever in jeopardy. None of those things ever came into question. He could go on and spout about how the MAGA hat gave him power and made him feel a certain way, even though his people, the people who look like him, the people who have supported him from the beginning, even though they were disturbed, right? Even though they were disturbed by it, nobody canceled him. Nobody with power canceled him. Nobody said, hey, it's wrong for him to say that slavery was a choice. Nobody said, hey, it's wrong for him to wear a White Lives Matter t-shirt, directly spitting in the face of people who say, of course white lives matter. That's not the point of the phrase Black Lives Matter. At every turn, Kanye West has ascended and has distanced himself from the very people who were complicit in his ascension. You think it's a bunch of white dudes out there buying Yeezys? I'm sure there are. But his people held him down. Those albums that were coming out, his people held him down. And nobody talked about canceling him as long as he was talking about his people. As long as he was talking about Black people and essentially dissing us as a people, it was okay. It wasn't until he crossed the line and spoke about other people that it became an issue, that companies started distancing themselves, say, hey, we can't rock with this. We can't roll with this. Now, I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm wondering why now? Why did it have to be now? Why could it not have been 2 years ago, 3 years ago, hell, 5 or 6 years ago. He's been saying crazy stuff forever. Why now? Why is it now that Gap doesn't want to be responsible for him anymore, and that Adidas don't want to be, and Balenciaga doesn't want to be? Balenciaga, the same company that allowed him to wear that ridiculous White Lives Matter shirt on television, now they say, too much, we're done. Now. But all of that, to me, I don't care. I've already said, hey, I'm not really rocking with Kanye. So what he does doesn't matter to me, right? But when two prominent Black athletes decide to distance themselves and sever their relationship with Donda Sports, only after all of the other established places start to sever ties, that, my friends, I have a real serious issue with. So what people like Jaylen Brown and what people like Aaron Donald are saying is that they were cool with being with Kanye when he was talking bad about Black people. They let that rock. There was no reason to get away from him or to not be affiliated with him at all because of that. I could tell you all with no uncertainty, I'm not rocking with Kanye. Now, is that a permanent ban? No, never, ever? No. He comes to his senses. He gets some help. He gets the help he needs. He starts to relax a little bit. Remember who he is. I'll rock with him again. Everybody deserves a second chance. And who is better at giving second chances than our people? We are the masters of second chances. So I'm not saying forever, but I don't rock with him right now. And it has nothing to do with what he said recently. Because they can defend themselves. Look, they're doing it. They're doing it right now. In a unified front, if you talk poorly, if you say inflammatory things, if you are divisive, that's a wrap. I love it. I want it for our people. I want it for our people. I want Jaylen Brown and Aaron Donald to get out of a relationship with Kanye West before any of this other stuff comes, because then it feels real to me. It feels like they're doing it for the right reasons and not just doing it because they want to protect the bottom line. See, if you're not willing to walk away from Kanye when he says slavery was a choice, if you're not willing to step away from Kanye when he wears this white Balenciaga, this White Lives Matter Balenciaga shirt, if you're not willing to walk away from him when he does things that don't represent and put us in a positive light as Black men, as Black people, then why are you leaving him when he says something about others? Was that just a straw that broke the camel's back? Did you not feel as if it was wrong before, but now you feel it's right? Was it accumulation? See, I need more. I need more. Not just a released statement. Not just an official statement. I want your face in front of it. I want your voice behind it. I want to be able to look into your eyes and see what the motives were. Or at least, in my mind, see what the motives were. Because right now, it don't look good. Right now, it feels as if the only reason these things were done was because the entities that were severing ties with Kanye West were so big that those two gentlemen and anybody else didn't want to get caught up in the wash. Why should Aaron Donald or Jaylen Brown care if Balenciaga or Adidas or Gap or any of the other organizations or people that Kanye West rolls with, why should they care if Kanye West, if they sever ties with Kanye West? If what they're doing with Donda Sports goes just beyond promoting, right? Jaylen Brown talked about how he really hopes to still have the relationships that he's built and be able to continue to affect change. So everything about this Donda Sports isn't just uplifting Kanye, it's doing real legitimate work. It's having real legitimate impact. And as I always say, you should be able to separate the art from the artist. You should be able to not rock with R. Kelly, yet listen to R. Kelly's discography. You should be able to look at these paintings from Van Gogh and from my brain's going right now, but all of the famous painters who all had really, really interesting backgrounds. You should be able to listen to music from Jerry Lee Lewis and be able to separate the man who essentially was a pedophile as well from the music. The Woody Allens, and separate the man from his works, and so on and so forth. We can't do that with Kanye. You had to sever ties now, but not when your people were the ones that were being verbally attacked. It's not like Kanye has power to like send the goons after dudes. He's afraid of goons coming after him. He doesn't have that kind of power. Most people look at it when he's ranting as a joke, as it being funny. They don't even take him seriously like that. Yet, Jaylen Brown, Aaron Donald decide that they're going to part ways once it becomes, oh, to this level. And to me, that's where you lose me. Right? Because I don't need to see you put up facades. I don't need to see you do stuff just for the sake of doing it. I want you to do stuff because it's real. Because if you really don't like have a problem with what he said, if you really don't think that it's a big deal, like you didn't think it was a big deal when he said it about black people, then what are we talking about? Why leave now? If you're leaving because the bottom line don't look right, because the dollars don't make sense anymore, then say that. Hey, listen, really enjoyed my time with Donda Sports, but unfortunately, Kanye's done some really dumb stuff, and I can't have my name attached to it because it's going to cost me money. Why not say that? We would all respect that. We would all be like, I get it. He's bad for business. Cool. Oh, well, I don't. It makes it sound like you're okay with it when black people are attacked, but when others are, you're not okay with it. Why is the school shooting in St. Louis not trending? Why is it not in every news feed? Why is it 2 days later since the shooting and this is the first that I'm seeing of it? Why? Is it really as simple because as it being a school full of black kids and a black shooter? Is it really that simple? Yes, it's really that simple. Why can't we just admit what we all know? We pick now to cancel someone that we probably should have canceled years ago. Right? Now is the time to cancel and not, that's the type of thing that we've dealt with forever. And until we, as a people, take more pride in what we allow others to say about us, we'll never see any change. Y'all stay safe out there.